After some recent uncertain times, the Philadelphia classical music scene is enjoying one of its brightest periods. While most of this is a reflection of the resurgence of the Philadelphia Orchestra, the ensemble that shares its Kimmel Center home is also on the up and up, as WRTI's Jim Cotter now reports.
Seen by many as a smaller sibling to the fabulous Philadelphians, the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia has been quietly growing and expanding in ways that are causing similar groups around the country to sit up and take notice.
We have 34,000 people out of 52 countries over a six-month period that downloaded or streamed our content paid.
Peter Gisterlink is executive director of the Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia.
So obviously those people will probably not come to our concerts in the concert hall. But then again, you know, it's an added value. I strongly see our audiences in the concert hall, and then I see kind of a virtual concert hall, which is the world.
Add to these successes inside and outside the concert hall a charismatic and energetic music director, Dirk Brosse. The conductor and composer has, in the past year, been awarded the honour of Knight of the Order of the Crown in his native Belgium, thereby bestowing on him the noble title of Sir. He's also been nominated for an Emmy as a composer for his score to the HBO television miniseries Parade's End. The Chamber Orchestra of Philadelphia's 2013-14 season opens on September 15th with a program conducted by Sir Dirk Brosse featuring works by Mendelssohn and Beethoven. Full audio and video of the concert will be available online shortly thereafter.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.